Hello, citizens of Chicago, and welcome back to another episode of Fans React, the Good Fight Edition. I'm your host, Stephanie, from the United States.
I'm Dana from Europe.
And I'm Betty from Hungary.
Why are you from Europe today?
You're from the USA.
I've been saying USA for a while.
Yeah, and I've been thinking to myself, why is she so general? Oh
Because I
my God.
didn't feel like being specific.
Well, I didn't feel like being specific either.
Okay. The episode title is The One with Luca Becoming a Meme.
Should we start with Luca then?
Let's start with Luca.
Thinking Baby Shark.
Oh my God.
Baby Shark. Doo, 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 doo. Baby Shark.
No.
Are you traumatized, Penny? What is this? No.
I don't know.
You don't like Baby Shark?
No, I don't like Baby Shark. I don't
Dare
know why.
you? Mama shark. Is it mama or mommy? I don't remember.
Mommy. I think it's Mommy Shark.
Mommy.
Whatever.
Same shit.
Yeah.
That whole situation.
In the park. First of all, how do you sit in the park when it's so cold outside? They look like it's really cold.
Well, it was sunny out, so when the sun's out, when it's really cold, it's actually not too bad.
Well, you can do it.
Yeah, but I hate people who interfere.
Yeah.
I mean,
Really?
strangers.
Like, it's none of
I
your
don't
business.
understand. Yeah. Oh.
I heard that it happens a lot in Germany with young mothers and people who interfere. I don't
But
have kids.
it's just really rude. Who does this? Oh,
Yeah.
People who think they know better and like
Yeah.
have to, especially when it comes to babies. Like everyone has an opinion about how to take care of a baby, even people who've never had babies. Like it's the one thing that everyone has an opinion about.
Yeah, but if you don't see an actual abuse, stay the fuck out of it. It's not your problem.
Well, that makes perfect sense, but people can't help themselves.
But people are stupid. Like
Thank you, Betty.
really.
But yeah, Luca found him at Whole Foods in the peanut section. She loves peanuts.
That's so hard when she said it. I watched the scene already because they showed it in the panel that I watched just before the show started. I mean, it didn't start. But I mean, it starts really funny because Luca is like sarcastic and everything, and then it ends up horribly with that racist woman calling the police and everything and making a commotion.
Yeah, that can't possibly be your baby. Bitch, how do you know?
You know that my mother is a little bit darker than all of us, and she used to get that too. When my older sister was born, she was really blonde and white, and people used to think that my mother was her nanny. They didn't even ask, they just assumed that.
Unbelievable.
People are so racist.
Because you can't possibly have a white baby with a black mother.
Yeah, of course, she has to be the nanny.
I was just so angry during that whole scene.
Yeah,
Because,
well, yeah, not in the beginning because it was funny, but then.
yeah, and right. I just. Sometimes I'm still surprised that I can be surprised by stupidity, so but
This week, since we're talking.
I don't know, but really,
I'm so amazed by this kind, I don't know, racism in general. And you know that racism is different in Europe and in the US. I don't know if you know that.
How is it different?
Well, here, I mean, countries are really like, they really love themselves. So, like, Germans would think bad stuff about Polish people. Not even, they don't have to be black or anything, you know. And I don't know, each nation has their stigmas about the other nations. It doesn't necessarily have to do with color.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously all forms of racism amazes me. I never understand why people think that they're better than others. People are all shit. We're all the same.
Yeah.
We're all stupid fucking people.
Exactly.
That's true.
We're all horrible. Next.
But really, it's really annoying. I am teaching in a lot of class with students from abroad, and I can't even count how many times they tell me how bad racism is here. So every time it just, I don't know, breaks my heart a little.
In Hungary specifically?
Yeah. So it's really unbelievable sometimes.
Yeah, Outlanders in Europe aren't received very kindly. I've heard horrible stuff about the, I don't know how it's called in English, the Outlander office, where they receive people from, you know, with foreign passports. Like, my Brazilian friend even got some curse words thrown at her in German.
No.
Just for doing nothing. And yeah, this whole episode was really frustrating because, you know, as Adrian explained it, it's the reality forces them to, you know, make the differences in the salaries, but still, it shouldn't be like that.
Well, let's talk about, well, we were going to do characters. I was going to say the differences in salaries would be a perfect segue for, I guess, what Jay did. Let's talk about Jay.
Wait, I just want to mention one last thing about Luca. When she sat on the squeaky burger, I laughed so hard. I don't know why.
Oh, the squeaky burger. I know. It looked like a dog.
Oh, yeah. Our dog has an exactly a burger.
I guess
exactly.
Dogs and babies aren't that different.
Oh, yeah. So. It was funny.
Okay, you wanted to talk about Jay?
Yes. And him leaking everyone's salaries.
Yeah, should he have done that or not?
Well, what people make is private business.
Yeah.
Unless you work for a public place, in which case it's not. The war that has caused now and is going to continue to get worse, I assume. I also think he regrets doing it.
He regrets because of what happened because of it, you know, with Marissa and everything and Maya.
Mm-hmm. But nobody knows Marissa's helping Julius get a judgeship, right? That's supposed to be secret.
Well, now they know after they yelled at the soundproof room.
True.
But she's not getting extra from the firm. She's getting extra from Julius, right? He's paying her privately, I think.
Well, I don't know, because they said it was the salaries from the firm.
Yeah,
so I guess she's getting even more than what they saw because of the Julius thing. But I don't know. I think Jay was right about it. She should not get the same pay that he does. Even if she does more work than he does, usually people, you know, who are relatively new or newer than someone else, they do more work. I don't know. And they pay less.
I mean, it depends on how much of a difference we're talking here. If we're talking like 50,000 to 85,000. That's a big difference.
But there is no difference. She's getting the same pay that he does.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been working there for 3 years, or and he's been working there for 7 years.
I thought the whole thing was that she was making more than him.
No,
no, the same.
Yeah, the same, and he's been working there 4 years longer.
Okay, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, and they said that she's getting more work because of the white associates or whatever they were.
The white people go to her.
The white lawyers in the mm-hmm. firm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also ridiculous. Why?
Yeah.
Just because she's white? Understand.
What? Why? Yeah.
What about her being Jewish? Is it not horrible?
Well, I was just thinking of the scene where Luca was talking with the partners and was saying, why do all the black people know the names of the black people that were shot and none of the white ones do?
I just want to say that I don't remember anyone's name, so even if they were white, I would never remember that. I don't remember authors' names of books that I read and really love.
I just don't watch the news, so I don't know anyone who's been gunned down.
Well, I read about it sometimes, but I would never remember anyone's name. It doesn't matter the color. How do people even remember? Seriously.
How do people remember other people's names? I don't know.
No, strangers' names that they read about. I don't know.
I guess it also has to do with how much it matters to you. I don't know if I'm saying that right, or how prevalent it is. Like, for example, in the U.S.
Heart, I think.
Huh?
How much you take it to heart.
Yes. Like in America, we have this whole thing about African-Americans getting gunned down by police and whatnot. So obviously, you know, I don't have to worry about that because I'm white. I don't have to worry about getting gunned down by police.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, it's horrible, but I'm not, like, attached to it necessarily because I'm not worried about it happening to me.
Yeah, they talked about it, about the different groups in society. And that when it comes down to it, everyone has their own group.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it can be, this is too, and we are remembering the memories which are somehow more emotional for us.
Yeah.
And even if it's a good emotion, happiness, for example, and even if it's like sadness and some devastating feelings. So maybe this is connected to it too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it sounds right.
And I think they were also, I think Liz said it, right? I think she was right about it. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, if there was like a war between the different groups in the world, I would probably fight with the Jews because, you know, I don't believe in God and I don't like religions and everything, but they are my people when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fortunately we don't have that war yet, so
yet.
Someday.
The resistance group.
Well, yeah, I have another segue, because I wanted to say that, you know, when Diane sat in her office and started to memorizing the names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was not necessary, because if you don't remember them in the first place, then what good will it do to just memorize the names? You know, if you want to take interest in the matter, so start from now. I don't know. That's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I thought when I watched that scene that maybe she was somehow ashamed. I don't know why I felt that, but...
Oh, no, I agree.
She was ashamed, and maybe she wanted to prove to herself too something.
That she cared, but I think it's kind of hypocrite because if you don't remember it until now, don't memorize it. Just change what you're doing, what you've done until now, and start caring. I don't know.
The resistance group. They're an interesting group of people.
Yeah, it's like the means. How do you say it? I know the Hebrew phrasing of it, but. Oh, the means justify the.
The end justifies the means.
Oh. Justifies the means. That's how they were working this episode, and I disagree, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like them.
They were hurting a person by doing that. And not that I like people, but I don't know, hurting someone like that just to get what you want. Yeah.
But I want to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
If hurting that one person ends up helping the cause, which ends up helping the country with millions of people, does that matter?
I think yes.
Yes.
Because
I think too.
Yes, Betty, please.
Yeah, I think it matters because I think that I couldn't even say no because I'm a psychologist. But anyway, I think that it's really important. And I don't know, during this whole episode, I felt some really great frustration because these scenes were, I don't know, really, I felt that they were hurting an innocent person because of, yeah, the future great goodness, but no, they are hurting someone. And
yeah, exactly.
That's okay because she is a person. I don't think it's okay because she is a person, she has feelings, and she's here now. And I would be never do that. But
she's not even a bad
person. Sorry?
She's not even a bad person.
Yes. Sometimes I think that I'm naive, but I just hate this behavior.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, in 2 days there is election in Israel, and I would give my left arm for the prime minister to be replaced, but I would never want it to be in, you know, not honest ways. So, you know, if people are stupid enough to elect him again, then, you know, by all means, do it and suffer for 4 more years. But if he's replaced, I want it to be in an honest way. That's why I hate politicians so much, because they're not honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the game.
And that's too bad that people need to be tricked and lied to in order to like the politician and vote for him or her.
Well, because people are stupid.
Exactly.
And people yes. are also evil.
Yes, some of them.
Yeah.
So, it's like how, if you know that someone is truly, like, evil, and they're holding a position of power, doing the honest, like, trying to do the honest thing will rarely ever work.
That's why the good politicians are never in a position of power.
Correct.
And I don't know if I prefer them like that or not. what were we talking about? Diane. Anything else about Diane?
Yeah.
Something that will lead to another character, Diane having to tell Maya that she's fired.
And she was so emotional about the whole thing. I don't think that aside from Kurt, I've ever seen her that emotional.
Well, it is her goddaughter.
Yeah, and also I think seeing her, you know, this young woman that she wants to support and help, and now she's fired.
Yeah, because she was kind of the one that brought her in, really.
Yeah, and helps her, right, in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was really sad, the whole thing. But someone on Twitter wrote that they think that it was justified firing her. What do you think? Because she did throw that laptop and she did do drugs, so...
She did do drugs, even though the partners don't know about that specific... Well,
they know about the drugs that were found in her car.
And she damaged company property.
Yeah. And the other guy was fired for drugs also.
Correct. And I mean, if they have someone of them said that they have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to drugs. So, I mean, yeah, it's justified.
Yeah. Even though we like her, I mean, I started to like her this season because she was getting interesting. But I'm sure she'll come back at one point.
Yeah.
Or start her own firm like Alicia did.
Or join Roland Blum.
Oh, God.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Don't go down that rabbit hole, Maya.
Down the rabbit hole to Neverland. No. What is it called? Yeah. Alice in Wonderland. Wonderland.
Yeah. Neverland is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I remembered that after.
Why did I write Maya looking for Marissa? Where did you look for her?
Hmm? Maya?
I wrote in Maya looking for Marissa, but I don't know why I thought I should write it.
When she goes to the office, when Jay is talking to the people there.
After all the salaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about Marissa and Maya, and then she enters.
And they say that Jay's here. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that was funny.
Trust fund baby.
Oh, I wish I was trust fund baby. It would be so easier. What do you think about Marissa peeing for her? That's good friendship, huh?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that true friendship, yeah.
Yeah. Dan and burying body for your friend.
Yeah. I'd pee for you too.
I'd pee. That's a great Valentine's Day card. Like Valentine's Day. I'd pee for you. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'd pee in a cup for you.
Oh, something that Marissa said that I...
So we're going to Marissa now.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I don't have anything to say about Maya anymore.
When she was prepping Julius in the beginning, and...
I know what you're going to
say. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
And she's like, you have to say it like this. That you have 12 kids, 6, yeah. Whatever, and you're Catholic.
Yeah. You have 12 kids.
6, whatever, and you're Catholic, and you go to mass.
Because seriously, once you have more than 2, you have too many. And I'm the third, yeah, I'm the third daughter in my family, but yeah. It gave me a warm and fuzzy feeling when What's-His-Face came into her office and said that Eli asked to give you a message, and then, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, Eli, I miss you so much. That's exactly how Eli used to yell at people.
Why doesn't he talk to his daughter?
He's in Albania, right? I don't know why he's not calling her directly. I want Eli back.
Maybe, just maybe, he'll come back.
I wish. But did you see how Marissa has to pay for his actions now with this committee of...
Yeah.
Whatever they were. Lawyers, judges, what were they?
I don't know, actually.
Republican something. But yeah, I thought it was really unfair.
Yeah, and I love when Julia said that if you don't want Marissa, you don't want me. It was really
yeah, they're like, okay. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And my favorite Marissa moment was when she said that next time you want to make a point, slam the door. And then she
said, yes.
I actually loved when she was watching the video of Luca on her phone and she started laughing. And then she's like, congrats, you're a meme. Oh my God, I just opened Twitter and I see the Good Fight Twitter and they uploaded that video of, what's his name? Yelling at her in the name of her father. He just talked about it.
I don't know what his name is. He's tall, bald dude.
DNC, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't... He was in the Good Fight, too, but I don't remember the name. The fuck are you... Love it.
And she didn't back down for 1 second. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's Eli's girl.
What were we saying? I think we're pretty much done. Are we done?
Oh, the cartoon, the Nazi frog.
Oh yeah, the Nazi frog. So the internet song, guys. Yeah.
That was so funny, the Nazi frog.
Poor Nazi frog.
Poor froggy, he's Nazi.
I'm starting to not like these animations.
Why?
I don't know. It's annoying.
I don't think it's annoying. It's cute.
Okay.
I mean, you can think it's annoying, yeah.
Maybe I'll get used to it.
Well, I think that it's distracting, too. I don't know why. Just...
Distracting? Like it gets you out of the episode?
Yes.
Maybe that's what they want to do.
Probably.
Maybe they feel like they're being too serious in the episode and like there's nothing on Google about Alan Cumming returning to the Good Fight.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe it's supposed to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm. There's a video from January where he says he hopes to guest star, but that's it.
Well, maybe. Just maybe. We'll be in luck.
Well, you don't care because you don't know him.
Well, I can learn to know him.
Good one.
Alright, anyone got anything else?
I'm done too.
Okay, cool. Also, quick shout out to Kevin on Twitter who messaged me the other day and was like, hey.
We love you already.
We love you. He's like, I listened to your podcast, but I didn't have a Twitter or anything, so I made one. And I want to show support. Kevin, I have to message you back. I didn't forget about you. Hang on. Have a great week, and we'll see you. We'll reconvene this resistance group next week. Bye.
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 It is advised to listen to Fans React at the comfort of your home, on your way to work, or during any other activity, alone or accompanied by other fangirls. Fans React podcast may cause some side effects. Call your fellow fangirl if you feel a sudden surge of feels. Stomach ache may appear if the podcast was funny. Don't hesitate to report about it on social media. Listening to the podcast is not recommended while operating heavy machinery. Hello.
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 Where's Betty?
Oh no. Did she get lost during the jump?
The jump?
We've lost her.
Where have you been?
I don't know. I didn't see that you're calling me. I don't know what? Why. I don't know why. Yeah.
You fucked up your rendezvous coordinates?
Sorry.
It's fine. You're back with the fleet now.
Yeah. The fleet of three people.
Well.
Humanity's down to three.
That's great.
Is it? We can't procreate, so we're gonna die.
That's even better. We don't need humanity.
Yeah, okay. People are stupid, so.
People are horrible.
I want a recording of Betty saying people are stupid.
Make it your ringtone.
Yes, my ringtone. People are stupid.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Because someone was making noise.
It was not me.
George.
Yes.
Or Stewie.
Oh my god, Stewie.
Maybe. I dropped. I want to say maybe if I spoke closer. Oh, and then.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. The phone fell.
Okay.
Not me. The world sucks.
Yeah.
You wore socks? What?
Yes, I wore socks.
That's what I heard.
The world fucking sucks.
Oh, the world sucks. Okay.
And I wore socks.
I'll get you socks that say the world fucking sucks.
Yay!
Fuck. 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 What just happened?
Betty, where are you?
Betty, Betty. Dun, 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 dun. Betty, Betty.
What is this?
I don't know. Where is she?
Why are you making my ears hurt? Ears hurt.
My ears are hurting.
My ears what?
Oh, fuck my life.
I want that as a ringtone too. Okay. Oh, fuck my life.
FML.
Okay, I'm here again.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.